Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Season 5 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Anora Petrova, written by Anonymous. To BreeIceQ at gmail.com. Subject: Bree, please read this. Bree, don't delete this. I know you hate me, but we were best friends once, and I need you to read this. I think I'm in serious trouble and there's nothing you can do, but I need you to read this so you understand. I know we haven't talked since selections. It's been forever. But what happened to you wasn't my fault. At least it wasn't entirely my fault. I know everyone thinks it was, but I would never do anything to hurt you. This is going to sound crazy, but I need to tell you this so that someone knows. It started when we were in the 8th grade. It was the night before the Crystal Classic competition. I was at home and I couldn't sleep because I was so nervous about competing. Well, I got on the computer, just sort of surfing the web and stuff. But I couldn't concentrate on anything. I was just sitting there. So I googled myself. I never should have done that, Bree. At first, it was all the usual stuff you find when you google yourself. Then I found a link to a Wikipedia page about me. I thought our club, or my dad made it or something. There wasn't much there, just some basic facts about skating, what city I lived in. But the thing that got me was that it said I won that year's Crystal Classic. I laughed. I thought for sure someone just did it to encourage me. I confronted my dad about it, but he denied it. When I won the competition the next day, I was so happy. That was the first competition I ever won, and it felt so good. Remember how hard I worked after that? That's when my parents hired Sergey to coach me. You know how much that must have cost. After that, I would check my page before every competition and it would always tell the results of how I placed. It said I would win the regionals at 15, and it all came true. After that, Sergey convinced my mom and dad that I had a real shot at the Olympics. That's when they pulled me from school. I skated every day, but I just wasn't progressing the way Sergey said I needed to if I wanted a shot at the championship. I was working so hard. And I was skating well, but still, Sergey said I wasn't good enough. When the selections came, all I could think about was winning, so I did something I shouldn't have. Everyone was saying you were the favorite, and I felt like I had already lost that competition. So I made a Wikipedia account and tried to update my page to say that I was the winner. The thing is that after I tried to update the page, I checked it, and all it said was, Anora Petrova is a lying scumbag who's gonna get what she deserves. I broke down. That's why I looked so awful the next day. I was in a daze. I remember watching your routine and seeing your blade snap. And the next thing I know, I was on the ground and my face was covered in blood, from where the tip flew off and sliced my forehead. Then they told me it was my fault because I had your skates in my possession earlier. Bree, I honestly didn't do anything to your skates. I wanted to win, but I wouldn't do anything to hurt you. When they told me I was banned from any further competitions, everyone said that I got what I deserved. Nobody even asked for my side of the story. I guess you heard that Sergey dropped me after that. He said I ruined him. No one would talk to me. Do you know what it's like to be ostracized by everyone. I couldn't even get ice time. And then the page got worse. Anytime I'd check it, it would say all these horrible things about me. I can't even tell you half of them. The language was so vile. I'd cry every time I'd read it, but I couldn't stop checking it. I knew I had to do something. So I made a complaint to Wikipedia. I even tried calling them, but no one there claimed to know anything about the page. I was home alone that Friday night and I decided to check it to see if it had been taken down. The page was still there. Only this time it said, "Honora Petrova is a pathetic little orphan." I freaked. I kept calling my parents to warn them, but every time I'd call, all I would hear was this horrible laughter on the other end. I must have called them 100 times until I couldn't take the sound of laughing anymore. After the accident, the police gave me their phones, and there wasn't any record of my calls that night. I was so devastated. Before that, I was so busy training all day and doing homeschool, I never realized just how alone I had been the whole time. I know you tried to reach out, but I was so depressed and angry I just shut everything out. Once I turned 18, I got the settlement money from the court. I came to Switzerland. I got to reinvent myself. My skating really took off. It hasn't been a year and I feel like everything that happened was so long ago. That's why I shouldn't have done it, Bree. I'm writing you now from an old hotel outside of Prague. I'm auditioning for the ice circus tomorrow. I know it's the kind of thing we used to make fun of, but I really want this. I was feeling really nervous, and out of an old habit, I checked my page. It's so hard to say this, but when I checked the page to see if I get the job tomorrow, all it says is, "Honora Petrova died friendless and alone." And it has today's date listed as the date of my death. I'm sobbing so hard. I can barely type this. But I wanted you to know the truth. Please believe me, Bree. I attached a screenshot of the page so you'll believe me. It's all there just as I told you. I don't know what to do. I don't know anyone here and nobody speaks English. I keep refreshing the page. God, it's been forever. I keep refreshing it, but it still hasn't changed. I'm waiting for midnight. I don't know what to do, so I lock myself in my room. There's only a few minutes to midnight now. All I can do is refresh the page. I'm exhausted, but I can't stop. I'm afraid to leave the computer until I know what happens next.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.